whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας. Jerry Herman, Mac and Mabel. We'll be right back. Αν το στυλ της μουσικής σας θύμισε κάτι από Hello Dolly ή La Cage aux Folles, είναι γιατί τόσο τα παραπάνω musicals όσο και αυτό που ακούμε απόψε έχουν τον ίδιο μπαμπά, τον Αμερικανό συνθέτη και στιχουργό Jerry Herman, που φυσικά δεν έγραψε μόνο αυτά. Στο Mac and Mabel, έργο του 1974, ασχολείται με μια αληθινή ιστορία του 1911 με πρωταγωνιστές ιστορικά πρόσωπα. Πρόκειται για το ρομάντζο του σκηνοθέτη Mack Sennett με την ανερχόμενη στάρ του κινηματογράφου Mabel Normand. Στο λιμπρέτο μάλιστα, για να κάνει τα πράγματα ακόμη πιο πικάντικα, ο Herman βάζει την πρωταγωνίστριά του να ξεκινά από σερβιτόρα πριν μπει στο ναό της 7ης τέχνης και ανεβεί τα σκαλιά της δόξας και του έρωτα. Μας περιμένουν λοιπόν σήμερα και εδώ αρκετή λάμψη, όπως στο La Cage aux Folles, αρκετοί showbiz των αρχών του 20ου αιώνα, με Hollywood και ό,τι συνεπάγεται αυτό. Και φυσικά, όπως πάντα, μας περιμένει αρκετό τραγούδι. Movies were movies when Pauline was tied to the track. After she trudged through the ice with a babe on her back. Girls at the seashore would stand all in a row in the sand, rolling their stockings an inch and a quarter below. The line of decency and Swanson and Keaton and Dressler and William S. Hart. No one pretended that what we were doing was art. We had some guts and some luck, but we were just making a buck. Movies were movies when I ran the show.
Talk about the magic that the camera makes. But this is ridiculous. Hold your tongue and hold your snickers for the new enchantress of the flickers. Is that plain little Nelly, the kid from the deli? So rattle me, bees. Look what happened to me. Green. and the girl with the pickles who hustled for nickels. It's something to see. Look what happened to Mabel yesterday. A tip collector, but today just turn on that projector and Miss Avenue R is a regular star. Mother McCree, look what happened to Mabel. Up to now, I never really knew that I could be so ambitious, but suddenly I know I have to say goodbye to bagels and knishes.
Oh, say no, Louis, just
I know that you might think I'm balmy, but the queen of corned beef and salami is a glamorous goddess who's busting a bodice. Oh, jump and sing too.
Thank you. So who needs roses or stuff like that? So who wants chocolates? They'd make me fat, and I can get along just fine without a gushing valentine, and I'll get by, kid, with just the guy.
To make the world laugh, let others do drama of sin and disgrace, while I throw a fish in the heroine's face. To keep them in stitches, I burn the star's britches and saw Cousin Sally in half. Let Mr. Griffith deal with humanity's woes. I'd rather film the guy with a fly on his nose. My goal and my mission, my burning ambition is I want to make the world laugh. Some have a leaning for dark hidden meaning, but I want to make the world laugh. Let other directors film tragic romance, but I like a hero with ants in his pants. Nothing I've found is as sweet as that sound is, the music that fattens the calf. My great new plot is not about tyranny's lash. It deals with itching powder and Papa's mustache. This curse I've been blessed with, completely possessed with, is I wanna make the world. Also called Mac and Mabel.
The perfect mix of oil and water. We're Svengali's son and Trilby's daughter.
When she mugs and she wiggles, the world gets the giggles.
But look in the wings at who's pulling the strings.
Oh, one fine morning we were introduced by fate.
How do you do?
Hello, how are you?
This goddamn genius and this girl who counts to eight.
I love it.
So sad.
this great creation are a damned
unholy combination. Just a sweet little plum
and a big Irish bomb. This Mabel and Mac,
also called Mac and Mac.
And the suns and the sods.
The only art we know is to tickle the slobs.
This curse we've been blessed with, completely possessed with is,
we wanna make the world laugh.
Laugh.
We wanna make the world laugh.
This ninny of a puppet was available the second that he called, and all he had to do was yell, "Hey, Mabel!" and this dumb hashlinger crawled for 7 lousy years. I watched him swear and shove and shout. With you or without you, well, it's gonna be without. I gotta give my life some sparkle and fizz, and think a thought that isn't wrapped up in his. The place that I consider paradise is wherever he ain't, wherever he ain't. No more to wither when he's grouchy and gruff, no more to listen to him bellow and bluff. Tomorrow morning I'll be strutting my stuff wherever he ain't, wherever he ain't. It's time for little Nell to rebel. A meek little lamb, and have my fill up. He's not giving a damn. I'll go to Sydney or Salon or Siam, wherever he ain't, wherever he ain't. Terrible trap, with me behaving like a simpering sap. And so I'm looking for a spot on the map. If he's going south, I'm going north. If he's going back, I'm going north. Wherever he
Joan and Janet and Jean. I'll pull the greatest stunt this business has seen, till every fella from Duluth to Atlanta sees all of his fantasies. One in the surf, two on the shore, maybe a dozen or 20 or more. I'll get hundreds and hundreds of girls. What gives a man power and punch? Tina for breakfast and Lena for lunch. Having hundreds and hundreds of girls. blonde, and something in his soul will leap to respond. But then again, he's also terribly fond of this brunette, and so instead of one dandy dish, pass him the candy dish. I'll sprinkle spice into his life to make him forget that he's stuck with his wife. Give him hundreds and hundreds of girls, Beulah and Belle, Gladys and Gert, two for the entree and three for dessert. Give him hundreds and hundreds of girls, four on a slide, five on a swing. I'm gonna make the cash register ring, having hundreds and hundreds of girls. I'll fill the screen with Jan and Jane and Joan and Janet and Jean. I'll pull the greatest stunt this business has seen, till every fella from Duluth to Atlanta sees all of his fantasies. Look!
Και ενώ το Mac and Mabel έκανε την πρεμιέρα του στο Broadway, όπως είπαμε, το 1974 και εκθιάστηκε από τους κριτικούς, εντούτοις το νούμερο 8 έμελε να είναι μοιραίο για το έργο, αφού δεν συμπλήρωσε παρά 8 εβδομάδες παραστάσεων, ενώ από τις 8 υποψηφιότητες για Tony που πήγαινε δεν κέρδισε καμία.
Πέρασαν χρόνια και το 1995 πια το Mac and Mabel ανεβαίνει στο Λονδίνο και η πρεμιέρα αυτή στο West End στέφεται με επιτυχία. Πολλοί μάλιστα θεωρούν πατρίδα αυτού του musical τελικά την Αγγλία, αφού εκεί αγαπήθηκε πραγματικά, εκεί ερμηνεύτηκε όπως του άξιζε με άλλη μια σημαντική αναβίωση το 2006 και από εκεί είναι και η ηχογράφηση του πρώτου cast του 1995 που απολαμβάνουμε και εμείς απόψε.
Somehow the ceiling seems a little higher from the very moment I see Mabel come in the room. It feels like someone lit a roaring fire. But it's just the glow I get when Mabel comes in the room. The faded sofa stands a little prouder. That bunch of artificial flowers might even bloom. I can feel my heart beat a little louder. Every moment I see Mabel come in the room.
The dingy curtains seem a little brighter. I can hear the tinny piano playing a gorgeous song. The grouchy
light and laughter and laughter gloom.
But I can feel my heart beat a little faster, and I can swiftly
shed the strain of the years, the very moment her first footstep appears.
The very moment I see Mabel come in the room.
The threadbare carpet seems a little thicker from the very moment I see Mabel come through the door. The elevator runs a little quicker, just as if it didn't want to stop at another floor.
The kids from Keystone are the kids no longer. I miss just having you around and the old rapport.
But I can feel my heart beat, beat a little stronger. And I can swiftly shed the strain of the years, the very moment her first footstep appears, the very moment I see Mabel. La 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 la
seems a little higher from the very moment I see Mabel come in the room. It feels like someone lit a roaring fire. But it's just the glow I get when Mabel comes in the like the ones that you see on the screen. So if you've had a bad beginning, love will come out winning in the closing scene. And when you find it rough contending with the grind that the world puts us through, I can promise you a happy ending that has you loving me, loving you. I promise you a happy ending like the one you've been dreaming about, where vows are vowed and knots are knotted, and the preacher's potted as the reel runs out. And so I'm strongly recommending that you pack up your old point of view. I can promise you a happy ending that has you loving.
Αν και ο Μακ υπόσχεται στη Mabel ένα happy end, ένα ευχάριστο τέλος, η πιο συναισθηματική ματιά του δημιουργού Jerry Herman, την οποία αναγνωρίζουμε και σε άλλα έργα του, θα τελειώσει το έργο γλυκόπικρα, με το θάνατο της Mabel Normand, όπως έγινε στην πραγματικότητα, αποφυματίωση. Για εμάς σήμερα, τον Μακ και την Mabel ερμήνευσαν οι Howard McGillin και Caroline O'Connor, όπως και το υπόλοιπο υπέροχο original cast του Λονδίνου το 1995. Σε εκείνους και σε εσάς, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, πικρά, γλυκά ή γλυκόπικρα. Από το Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, υπόκληση.
Forgetting birthdays is guaranteed, and should I love you, you would be the last to know. I won't send roses, and roses suit you so. Is frantic, my temper's cross with words romantic. I'm at a loss. I'd be the first one to agree that I'm preoccupied with me, and it's inbred, kid. So keep your head, kid. In me, you'll find things like guts and nerve, but not the kind things that you deserve. And so while there's a fighting chance, And roses soon.